Spokane has become a hotspot for medical education in the last 10 years. That's when the University of Washington decided, with the encouragement of Spokane civic leaders, to send 20 first-year medical students to study in the Lilac City. A lot has happened since then. The U, in a partnership with Gonzaga, has tripled the number of students it sends here. And, of course, WSU now has its own medical school with first- and second-year students based in Spokane. Full disclosure, I worked at WSU for 7 years and participated in some of the work to expand medical education. And so I was interested in a couple of recent developments. One is that one of the major players has recently retired, and we'll talk with him in a few minutes about the growth of doctor education here. But first, in the early years, when the University of Washington sent its first few classes over the mountains, its Washington applicants had the choice to spend their first year in Seattle, in Pullman at WSU, or in Spokane as part of its five-state WAMI medical school. WAMI stands for Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho. Not surprisingly, most of those Washington students wanted to stay in Seattle. A few of them sent to Spokane came up with a name to describe their plight. They were WAMI'd. Well, now, several years later, the U and Gonzaga report that all 60 of the first-year students who will be in Spokane this fall chose the Lilac City. Dr. Daryl Potick is here to talk about that. He's the Associate Dean for Eastern Washington for the UW School of Medicine and the Chief of Medical Education for the UW-GU Regional Health Partnership.
We've always longed for the day when we would say, we have too many students here, you have to go to Seattle. And finally, that day has arrived. And I don't think it's any one factor that has led to that, but a confluence of factors. One is our new curriculum that we launched 2 years ago. One is our move over to Gonzaga. And then three is, I think, just the maturity of Spokane and what a great place Spokane is. It always has been a great place, but it's becoming even better and better recognized. So those things all come together for us.
So for folks who don't know medical school, it's a four-year curriculum, and traditionally the first 2 years are spent in classrooms and the last 2 years are spent in clinical settings. So how is the University of Washington's program different than that traditional?
2-3 years ago, we launched this new curriculum, and we condensed that first preclinical phase, and we don't call it that anymore, but that's what we call it, a foundations phase now. We condensed it into 18 months, and that 18-month period is very highly integrated. The students begin to learn what it's going to be like to be a doctor from day one, and rather than learning just basic sciences, they're learning basic sciences as they apply to the clinical world, and that is just a highly different curriculum than the traditional curriculum. The other part of it that's different is back in the old days, if you will, when I was a medical student, we sat in a classroom for 8 hours a day and were lectured to. And the part that we're doing differently, again, is we're limiting classroom time to about 4 hours a day. And most of that time is spent with active learning with a flipped classroom. So the students prepare ahead of time and clarify their points rather than being lectured to. It's an active environment that's very team-based.
And are you teaching different things than when you were in medical school 30 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. I think at this point in time, the world is changing so fast, and the medical world and biology is changing so very quickly. I don't think anything is changing as fast at this point in time. So the things that we're teaching now are much different. The genetics that we learned 30 years ago is much different than what we're teaching today. And I mean, just everything's different. The immunology is different. The applications are all different. So it's an exciting time.
In terms of choosing medical students, I was always blown away by the different ranges of life experience that a lot of these students had, that they'd gone on missions overseas or they had done, 2 years of research or something like that. Do you think the medical students are generally better prepared than they were in your day?
I think they're probably better prepared in terms of overall life skills. I think the admissions process has become more holistic, and rather than looking at just a grade point average and an MCAT score, we're looking at the totality of what you've done in your life, how have you gotten here, what is your drive to be a physician, and what does that look like? So I think the holistic approach has really lended itself to a different kind of student and hopefully a better doctor.
So you'd refer to the MCAT. The MCAT is kind of the qualifying test for medical school. So I remember when you had 20 students, that group became really tight over that first year How is expanding to 60 students, has that changed that that dynamic any, do you think?
We were concerned about that as we went from 20 to 60, but I think it's been really interesting, partly due to the active learning environment, the small group setting. We really still lends itself to that cohesive group. The other thing that we have that's unique to the University of Washington is we have the what we call a college system within the university. So we have students assigned to a mentor, and those are different groups than their active learning groups. So we're really cross-pollinating that cohort of students so they get to know each other really well in different settings. So to their credit, there's an amazing esprit de corps amongst our students, and that's really a credit to them more than us.
So is there a WSU is focusing on students from Washington and with an emphasis on rural medicine. Is there an emphasis for the University of Washington's medical students in Spokane?
We have the same emphasis, actually. The entire class that is coming in to Spokane is entirely Washington State residents. And because of our reputation in terms of primary care and our reputation in rural medicine, most of the students have expressed an interest in that. You know, we can't control what they do ultimately. We want them to be able to choose, but our class is made up primarily of, like I said, Washington students and those who have expressed an interest in primary care and rural medicine.
Your students have the opportunity to go to some of those other whammy states, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, and do some of their clinical work as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things about the University of Washington is that we have, once they get done with that foundational phase of classroom learning, students can really customize their clinical learning experiences to meet their needs or their learning styles. They can go out and spend most of their third year in a rural environment. They can do different things in different states. They can go around the whole five-state region, or they can be in the research environment in Seattle. So it really lends itself well to the students actually driving their own education.
Dr. Daryl Podick is the Associate Dean for Eastern Washington for the UW School of Medicine.